Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 20 degrees, Mbombela 22 and Polokwane a high of 21.
There's been an accident in Deepsuit on the R511 southbound before the N14 highway. It's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, defending URC champions Munster bring out the big guns for Saturday's showdown with the Bulls. And one of South Africa's top welterweight champions, Joseph Smoking Joe Makaringe, passed away at the Charlotte MacGregor Hospital.
We start in Tshwane. The lights are on again at the SA Revenue Service after electricity was cut yesterday afternoon to the building in the inner city housing SARS. Officials of the city of Tshwane disconnected SARS powers yesterday morning because the Revenue Service owed 838,000 rand in unpaid electricity bills. But hours later, last night, Tshwane spokesperson Selby Bokaba confirmed
SARS settled the account in full and subsequently power was restored.
More at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. The Gauteng Health Department has warned that incidents of food poisoning affecting especially children are rising at an alarming rate.
Foodborne incidents have sadly claimed 11 lives since the first incidents in October 2023.
In the latest incident, 41 children between the ages of 3 and 5 were rushed to hospital on Monday afternoon after they allegedly ate rat poison, thinking it was candy.
This incident is reported to have taken place at a preschool and investigations are being conducted to establish more facts.
Health spokesperson Khutso Rabotata says hours later on Monday night, another 8 children and 2 adults were also taken to hospital after a food poisoning incident in Ekurhuleni. A team consisting of epidemiologists and environmental health officers have been sent to facilities as part of the investigations. More on our news blog. The Independent Electoral Commission says it will start printing the millions of ballots for the elections once the number of challenges in the electoral court have been concluded.
We are in the process of distributing 1,873 tons of material between our different warehouses and storage facilities.
Chief Electoral Officer Simon Mabolo told the media yesterday one of the issues has now been cleared after former President Jacob Zuma was replaced as leader of the MK party. This means as the leader, his face will now be on all the national ballots where the party is contesting for seats. A total of 70 political parties and 15 independent candidates will be on the ballots. It is today, in exactly 6 weeks' time, that we will head to the polls. In international news, scientists warn that about 730 out of the more than 1,000 reefs spanning the Great Barrier Reef have bleached. It's described as the worst bleaching event on record. Earlier this week, a new report showed that record heat in the world's oceans are threatening coral reefs across the globe. And in the New South Wales area of Australia, a sight of a different kind. Imagine this, a man rowing down a river in a giant pumpkin. This 480 kilo pumpkin won the prize for the largest of its kind at the Royal Easter Show in Australia. It was on its way to become feed for the animals when the owner decided on a last send-off. So he hollowed out the pumpkin, made it into a boat, which he then christened Cinderella, and he paddled in it for more than a kilometer down the river.
How big was it?
408 kilo. The man sits comfortably in this pumpkin.
Wow. Massive. It's a thing here as well. That's a pumpkin.
Pumpkin growing competition.
And the pumpkins that win are enormous.
Ek wil sien hoe lyk hierdie groot pomp. Ek wil dit in real life sien.
Some giant ones.
Will it fit into your boot?
No. They're massive. Fellas, huge.
Op jou dak?
They're like on... Ja, soos die werk sien. Jou dak.
Dan doop ons...